Good evening, late night Cappy. Now, this was not my idea. I wish it was because it's a brilliant idea. But someone, I don't know if I was doing a podcast, probably not a podcast, probably answering a question over at aholeconsulting.com when I go to curse, because I want this to get out there. Want as much money as possible, much money as possible. But they said, hey, you should auction off your college degree. And I'm like, yeah, actually I should. Because here's the thing. It's not known I have a college degree. It's not like there's not a record of it. And forget for a moment that most college degrees are worthless and you want to do something to retaliatory strike. Some people have burned their college degrees, but most of your college degrees are kind of like your high school diplomas. You don't know where they are. I'm talking the physical ones. Like no one's ever asked you, employers never asked you, oh, where's your college degree? Of which you could like recreate one, I guess, if you wanted. I found it. It was in a box. It was getting all dusty. It kind of smelled like mold, yet molded, yet to grow on it. But yeah, I'm not using it. And if you go back, if you guys want to go back into Cappy lore, I dated a gal with some pretty nice cans and she was dumb as a box of rocks. And I was not expecting anything grandiose, but she was a hot, dumb blonde and God bless America. And she made a black plastic kind of canvas, took fluorescent pink, painted her body in it, did a body press against that. And she ended up cheating on me and all that, but it wasn't really like, oh, well, you know, I mean, it wasn't like, oh, yeah, you're my chosen wife future. Yeah, I was like, yeah, okay, yeah, I guess you would. Not a shock. Some friend, I had it up in the back. I think if you go, I bet you if you go back in time, but in the before time, you'd see this body thing. And this one guy like, hey, Cappy, what is that? I said, ah, you know what? I'll sell that. And this kid who belonged to a fraternity, he had the winning bid. And then he sent me a picture of it. And there's my ex-girlfriend's fluorescent pink body image above a ping pong table at a frat house. I was like, oh man, that's great. That's just great. So why not auction off the college degree? And I don't care what the hell you do with it. I really don't care what you do. I will sign it. It's already framed. If you want, I can sign the actual degree or the frame or whatever. I can make it out to your name. I can make it to nobody. I could just sign it in case you wanted to sell it again, in case I became very popular or I died tragically. And then Don, you pass it along and say, this guy was ahead of his time. This guy, his works will make billions, but he's dead, because that's how it's like author Schopenhauer or Tesla. Yeah, he didn't make a lot of money. No, but you hold on to this, because when his books take off, when society collapses and all his predictions come, they're going to say, hey, this guy, and then 200 years after I'm dead. Yeah, then billions of dollars adjusted for GDP or inflation. So here's how it's going to work. And the answer is, I don't know how it's going to work exactly. But for now, because I even studied different types of auction. I knew there's Dutch auction, reverse auction, Japanese auction. I don't know why they name it after countries. Probably because that's how they did in those countries. Or just regular boring old auction. But what we're going to do is, I already have a high bid. Competent man did a high bid for 100. But another guy in the chat room, not the comments, that he was at 125. Now, just so you know, I know everyone's going to want to, $2 million. Because, you know, the internet. So for now, email me and I'll just, that way I could track it, figure out who had the highest bid and actually paid. And then if that person doesn't pay, then I'll just go to the second highest and all that kind of thing. So just because maybe you don't get the winning bid doesn't mean you may not get it. All right. But for now, I'm going to have you guys just email me. The email's down below, aaron.clary@assholeconsulting.com. And just the bidding starts at 125. So if you want to bid more than 125, I don't know when it's going to close. I'm doing this to see how it works with the email. But obviously, it would be fun to do it live, a live auction, and just see how it's happening. And that brings up the issue of like, okay, how do you handle the chat room? Like, I want to see numbers and preventing the spurgs and trolls from just like, and maybe that's how I like ban people or temporary put people on timeout. That might be the solution. So, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. Beckloff. Okay. Hey, you want to go for a hike? I got a new mountain for us to climb there. Beckloff, Chris Beckloff. You can find him on YouTube at Beckloff. Just search Beckloff, the Beckloff. But so if you want, email in your bids. It's 125. And then I think I'll depending if I get enough money or not. Are you bored? Don't you have something to do? Don't you have boxes to assemble or whatever it is that you do at the factory? And then probably we'll go online where the final bidding will occur. We'll do it live. It'll be funny. I'll take super chats. So if you guys want to do super chats and make a bid, that's fine. I'll take money, but we don't have to do super chats. I'll just keep an eye on the chat room. And then, and that'll be it. And then he's like, oh, why would I buy your college degree? I don't know. People want it. It's like, so $125. It's more money than that degree ever got me. I'll tell you that. That's actually now. Hey, you know what? We'll actually find out what the value of a Carlson School degree is. We'll actually find out what the value is. I guess we got some super chats here. Link Zelda 64, $1.05. Beckloff, $5. I just got back from the doctor. He told me inside me are two wolves. Apparently, there shouldn't be any wolves inside me. I have 3 months to live. You pick up a new habit that Atham and Chad happened to do a little bit of to their Chris. Oh, Beckloff. I think that's it. All right. Thanks for the $5 there, Chris. All right. We'll see you guys later. Oh, I got more videos to do tonight anyway. So I guess stick around. One is unfortunately a sad announcement. Not me. That has other to do, but well, you tune in. All right. See you guys later. Toodles.